in.
You want a little spoon?
Lays a help and passions.
I understand there's been quite a few drushers about Sviris Loima. So it's possible what I'm saying to say has been said already. I can't know. Without listening to a recording of all the drushers, I can't know. So I'll assume there'll be some chidushim. Right. Very, very basic question. Sviris Loima, why do we count the Loima? It says in the Torah, Usvatim Lachem. Very obvious question. Does the word sphira have to mean count? We would translate sphira means counting. A very simple question. It says in the Torah, when a woman wants to matar herself, she should count 7 days. What does that mean? The sofra lo shivas yomim. A zov counts 7 days. What does that counting mean? It doesn't mean to verbally count. It means to keep cheshbon, keep what we call it, keep count, but not verbally count. Just keep in mind where you're up to. The question is, why is it so poshut? Sviris Loima means counting the Oima. The word counting can also mean to keep track of the days. Heard this question before? It's a question. Is Bamas the Ramban in Chumash touched on this point? Ramban and Chumash, yeah. So the two meanings of Sfira doesn't always mean to count. It can mean to keep, don't lose track where you're up to. But sometimes it means to actually count day one, day two, day three. Sometimes Sfira can mean keep cop where you're up to, but not necessarily count. So Ramban and Chumash, Ramban says, yeah. Svatim Lachem, Ramban. Yimne befiv, the yazkich hashboinai. To say, actually say, Kashi Gabar Rabbi Seinu. The ain came, the sofa loy, the sofa lod a zovin. By a zovin a zova, it doesn't mean to count. Shaim rotsu oin di matamasa, they can say tom if they want. And Ashleishkuch, don't forget where you're up to. Tantazach. And then he says, this week said by Yovel, the Safat Alacha, Tizor the Misper, he's not sure. By the Safat of Bezim, Loyodati, Im Loimashi Bezna God Chayovim Lisper, Shonim Ushvuas, Barosh Shonim Lavorech Aleim, Oy Loima, she's Haru Bezim Beminyim. And this week said, count 49 years, then make Shvita. Says Ramban, I'm not sure. What does it mean? Yovel. On the one hand, we have Sviris Loima, which means literally not just keep head and say every day, to verbally say what day we're up to. So there, Sviris means to count. We have Zov and Zova, where it doesn't mean to count, it means keep track where you're up to. And in the middle, we have Sviris Bezdin. Says Ramban, I'm not sure. Is Sofat al-Achar Bezdin like Svir Zovin, meaning just keep track where you're up to? Or does it mean that you're literally counting? So we see Svir doesn't always mean the same thing. The Meister, this Sofik of Ramban, is not sure what it means. This Sofik is being resolved. Because the Allah is Bezdin that could do count. Mamash with a Brocha. Every year, a proper verbal Svir. So in the mitzvah of counting Bezdin, Taka the Chinuch asked this question as well. What's this word? What does Sfira mean? So the Chinuch asked the question, same question. He asked it on Sfir's Bezdin because for the Rambam and the Chinuch, the Sofik of Ramban has been resolved. It means to count like the same as Sfir's Oima. Says the Chinuch. Yeah. Mitzvah Sfira is Bezdin. Mitzvah Sfira is Bezdin. Vim Tishau. If you lama chay vuzach limno shashanim shevashanim l'ri'in l'olam shiyim nazov yimei sfira mei sfirasa the sofer law. Why does Bezin have to count the years? Why is it a mitzvah deraisa for Bezin to count the years? And no one's ever heard of a woman counting the days for the mikveh. Keeps cheshbon. This is a chumrah, the man to say. He's never heard of it. Zulasi shechayovim litin leiv alayomim. The 7 days before the mikveh, the lady has to keep track where she's up to. But no din to say 1, 2, 3. So why can't Bezin also keep track? Says the chinah, avaloi shishchayvus mepeh levorecham minyana. Shuvastav is there. Higdamti roisifri kol inya toyotoy beferish hamukub. Depends on Chazal. All depends on Chazal. Kamuk shuv heipz yet. Chod vecher dakhenoyim. The Chazal, no pshaf no toy. As always, we are bottled to Chazal. And if you want to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav without learning Torah Shabbat Peh, we're not interested in these people. We don't cater for these people. Yeah, I've many examples, yeah? We don't cater for people who just want to learn the Chumash. We have to have Torah Shabbat Peh. So what does Sfira mean? Chazal tell us what it means. Sometimes it means to verbally count, and sometimes it means to keep track where you're up to. So by a Zov and a Zova, when it says count 7 days, it means keep track where you're up to, and by Yovel and Sfira, it means literally to count. V'chein bon ha-Kabbalah, sh'tzviv v'sofata de yovel tzach minyan b'peh. And who had this? V'tziv ha-sviv b'zov v'zova hashkocha b'yomim. Just to keep track. U'min hogam sh'sov b'chol mogam kachu, ha-b'shalim y'b'nei levim hei. Right. Then he brings another raya that sometimes the same words got different meanings. Inyan zem atzom noshin z'chira. What does z'chira mean? Mitzvah ma'isa molek. Tzochel and Miriam and Tzis Mitzrayim. So he says, Tzis Mitzrayim means prepare, and the other one you do it believe. This is difficult because the Chinuch himself says, Amalek you do prepare, with a stira. The Chinuch is trying to prove, just like the word of Sofra, it's got two meanings. Sometimes Sfira means verbally counting, that's Sfira Soima, and sometimes Sfira means keeping track of the days. Says the Chinuch, similarly, what does Zechira mean? What does it mean, Tizkoya? A few times, remember Amalek, remember Tziz Mitzrayim. Says the same thing. Sometimes Zechira means to say it, like Tziz Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Zechira, and the other Zechiras, it's enough to do it in your heart. Keep it in your mind. So he's saying here, Amalek is only in the mind. The Chinuch himself says, Amalek is also in Bepeh. Kasha. But the Sfira. Anyway, Kalpon, the two meanings of Sfira. So Sfira Zahoyma and means to count, and Sfira Zav means to keep track. Oh. Now there is a Tosfos in two places in Shas, in Yevamos in the Ksubas and in Menachos. The Tosfos says Bez Din made a bracha on the mitzvah. It says Tosfos, but a lady shouldn't make a bracha. Why? Because she's making a bracha, she might have some a stain in the middle of the seven and start again. Therefore, shouldn't make a brocha. It might be soisa. So it sounds from toast like really a woman's got a mitzvah. She can't make a brocha because you might end up brocha by toast. You might have to start again. So there is a shlaw. The shlaw kodesh says that a woman should say in the 7 days, every day, she should count what day she's up to. Stora zan hoga, but it's not lahalocha. Sounds like toast follows the shitter. Because Tosfos doesn't say, the old Makkah's got a mitzvah. He says, you don't make a brocha because you might have a stay in the middle and start again. It has to be 7 consecutive days. By Sfira Soima, there's no reason to assume you won't get that. It's also shy, it can be discussed. Someone knows they'll miss a day. But Sfira Soima, got no reason to assume you'll miss a day. A woman in the Shiva Nekiim might have a stay and start again. Don't make a brocha. So there's a tshuva in the Noda de Yehuda where someone asked this person, said to him, he wants to start telling the women to count every day. Shiva Nekiim. Follow the shit of the Shlah. Shiva Nekiim, counting to say every day the name of the day they're up to. Says the Noda de Yehuda, Alocha is Nishtazai. Says this Shlah Kodesh was an Oy of Mitzvahs. He wants to make two new Mitzvahs. Because if it will be a Chiev, there should be two new Mitzvahs in the Tariag Mitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah, it's like counting Shmita V'Yovel is one of the 613 mitzvahs. It doesn't apply to me and you, but a lot of mitzvahs don't apply to everybody, yeah? A lot of mitzvahs in the Torah don't apply to, yeah? It's one of the Taryag mitzvahs for Bezdin to count the Shonim, yeah? A lot of most mitzvahs don't apply to individual people, yeah? There's a story at a bar mitzvah, a Rav got up and told the mitzvah, you've now accepted upon yourself the 613 commandments. I know it sounds very, very daunting. In the course of time, you'll know what they are. And this boy must have thought, he's got 613 things for Zaftin. I don't know what he thought. The Vada, with many loses, and even the majority of mitzvahs, of Adit's mitzvahs, you have to know about them, are but not negeya for an individual person in his daily life, right? Mavela, one of the Taryag mitzvahs is Bezdin to count in the 7 years of Shmita V'Yovel. Says the Nei Behuda, so one of the Taryag, if it will be a mitzvah, one of the Taryag mitzvahs for a Zava to count the days. Says it'd be two more mitzvahs. One for a Zav, one for a Zava. And if it's the same, at least one, if you say the same mitzvah. Okay. So Ludwig says, what's the chilik? Says Nei Behuda, Zoi. By a Zav and a Zava, they have to make sure Shiva Nakiyim. So there's something to do to supervise the days. They should be clean days. Memela, the sphere of the Torah means don't count the days, but keep in mind these days need to be clean. There should be no riestam. Ma'ashein came by sphere soima. If the Torah did not want you to verbally count the oima, so what did the Torah want? Keep cheshbon after 49 days of Shavuot. So why bother speak about counting? Just say kashiyavru tishav miyam. Nothing to do. Bishlam azava and azava. They have to. The days are special. They bear in mind what's going on. They have to check there should be no tumah. Memeila, the Torah could use the word sfira not for verbal counting, but for hashkocha to supervise these days. Ma'ash enkein the shmita v'yovel and the sfira. If there was no din to verbally count the days, what is a din? Just to check what you have to finish. That's 49 days of be Shavuos. It's about the Torah using the word Svira, it means taka, verbally counting, yeah? I'm saying, I'll pee the Sforim HaKadoshim, the Sifrei Musa, and the Sifrei Machshava, there is an Indian to keep check on these days. It's not a steal. No, the Behuda is talking. Posha, Psha, and Posha. These are also special days. They need special Ashkocha to make sure every day is a Achon of a Kabbalah Satori, yeah? Matzoy Solomon Shlita, and Gzund, once said a Vat, he said, you say about someone, a certain tzaddik, a retno gitzal taverta. What does that mean in English? In Yiddish. Translation means, he only speaks counted words. What does that mean? It must be Aid. Ah, Yeretzad, a tzaddik, a retno gitzal taverta. What does that mean? It doesn't mean he counts the words that he speaks. It means everything he says is got some toichen to it, it's got some value. It's not wasted. A ret gezeilt avert means everything he says is something worth listening to. It's got some tachlis to it. Similarly, the teig from the oimer is gezeilt to teig means to be used. Tachlis to gedeis hachon of kabbalah to Torah. Memela, they have got a special hashgach. They also do require special supervision. But this, what I'm saying now, in no way contradicts what the Nei Behuda says. The Nei Behuda is talking about poshe pshat in posuk. So he says the sphere of zav means supervision to make sure there's no dam. That's why Chazal understood the sphere doesn't mean to verbally count. What does it mean? Keep check on the days. Mashenki sphere soima. It means posh it to count the days. So if not, just no special supervision required. I'll be pshat in posuk. But the Sforim HaKadoshim say that even the Sfiris Oima, there's an Indian of special emphasis to use the days in a kachaslik way. Interesting, the Nei Behuda is contrasting Sfiris Oima with Shivanakiyim. Similarly, the Chinuch also makes a chilik. Sfiris Oima or Sfiris Shmita is counting. Shivanakiyim is for Tar, just to keep Chesem. There's a Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shavuos, which says that the 7 weeks of the Oima correspond to Shiva Nekiyim. Tantazach, the Shiva Nekiyim, which the Pasuk can make a contrast, here by Svir Oima, Svir means to verbally count. And by Shiva Nakim it means keep track of the day. You don't have to count. A woman's not mukhiyav to say what day she's up to, yeah? This is our shitta brought up to Chumra. It's not accepted halacha. Main thing is keep track. So they're making a contrast in Shiva Nakim and Shiva Svis Omer. Even though both times it says the sofa counting, it's a different meaning. So that's al pi nigla, posh upset is different. Comes again the Magen Avraham and says, no, there is a chilik. He brings it from the Zoya, yeah? Kabbalah. I don't learn Kabbalah, yeah? If I did learn Kabbalah, I wouldn't be fasting with it in public anyway. But I learned from the Magen Avraham. Avraham says that the 7 weeks of Sfiras Ha'Omer, al-pi Kabbalah, correspond to the Shiva Nakim of a woman being matar herself. The idea being, during the Yimei Sfira, we purify ourselves to be ready for Kabbalah Torah. And that explains why we have milchiks on Shavuos. Chazal say, a woman, after she gives birth, she can assume she's no longer going to be nid anymore. Now, it might be in Shana Tiva, maybe only if you're breastfeeding. Dam neka v'nasa cholov. The dam nidus of the lady, the dam thickens and turns into milk. Don't know whether we understand this entirely biologically or but fits in with the materials that a woman who's feeding doesn't have a normal cycle of periods. Because a feeding mother got a damn neck of an asacholov. So the Magen Avraham, since al pi Kabbalah, the 7 days of Svira correspond to the Shiva Nakiim, correspond to the dam, so Shavuos, you come to Kabbalah Satayra, is Nasa Cholav. There's a meaning to have milchiks on Shavuos as a remez for this inyam. Oh. That's it. Make him to the Shaykhs. So that's the Shaykhs al pi Kabbalah, al pi Machshava, between the Shiva Nakiim and the Svis Oimer. Of al pi Nigla, al pi Poshe Pshat, the Shiva Nakiim is completely different to Svis Oimer. Because Svis Oimer is a din to count the days. And by Shiva Nakiim, the mitzvah is to supervise the days and check that they are tahor. Right. So he said that the Ramban in Chumash said he's not sure about the Sfira of Bezdin, this week's Sedra. Ramban says, Sfiras Ha'Omer definitely means a verbal counting. Shiva Nakiim, a woman before the mikveh, definitely does not mean a verbal counting. And in the middle you've got Bezdin, Ramban is not sure. Is the counting of Bezdin this week said, is it like Sfiras Ha'Omer? Is it a verbal counting? Or is it just like Shiva Nakiim? Bezdin will keep track. That's what Ramban and Chumash. Oh, but the Ma'aseh Halacha is gepaskened. The Bezdin have to count and they make a bracha every year. Svir and Shmi. Oh. So the Chinuch says, Limnus Sheva Sheva Shonim. In Rambam Moses, it sounds like just to count every 7 years. But halacha, they bring from the Rambam, say, but you count both. The years and the days. And the Shmittas. So you say, Ha Shona Abo Shonim Liyovel, yeah? We're up to 25. Baruch Ato Hashem Yom Cholom. Hashem Shom Zitzvanu Al. I don't know, maybe about Sfiras Yovel, what's my brochin? Twice they make a brochin, what's one of the brochins? Hashem Zitzvanu Al Sfiras Yovel. Hashono, Chamisha ve'esim shonim, Sheheim, Shloisha, Shmitin, Babo, Shavuos, the Yovel. Aimul Ayur. It's getting a fire to Kishem Yichud. Imagine, Aimul Ayur. Mitzvah the Reis, or the Bezdin. Oh. Every year, once a year. When do they do it? So we know, Sfiras Ha'Omer, you do it at night. If you miss, you do it in the day. What do you say about Bezdin? By night, they got a whole year to do it. So he says, not Mavur, when you, doesn't say, the reason you start at night, because to me, Mois, doesn't say to me, maybe any time. So he suggests maybe any time during the year you can do it. The Bezdin makes the bracha. And any time during the year, yeah, and if you miss a year, you got a problem, yeah? Yeah, then you remember, what did we count last year? Don't be thinking, normally you can remember, whole year's gone by, you have to cheshbon, yeah? You say it by mistake, you missed that, so you're saying, you say it by mistake, Bezdin. Aymun Ayur, you shouldn't miss the mitzvah, yeah?
Pardon?
Yeah. And you say, and at any time in the year, he says, oh no, in Malay Manu'a, he says, you don't make him miss a year. By Svir Slaim, if he miss a day, Avadu a machmet to carry on, because every day is a mitzvah. But with Chosh L'chumra, for those shit is one big mitzvah, so you can't make a bracha if you miss a day. Ma'ashenk in Bezdin says the chinuch, Mustafa, they can't make a bracha. It doesn't say tzmimus. Every year is a separate mitzvah. So you make a bracha. So these are Magdimim, probably did it later Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Or make it any time during the year, yeah? It's a bit strange. Remember, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we haven't counted last year yet. So theoretically, Erev Rosh Hashanah, they can count this year, and an hour later count the next year. So you say we can also do that as well. So you say we can also do one day after the next, yeah? By the way, Svisaima, if you forget to count Thursday night, even though you've davened Shabbos davening already, and you've been makabel Shabbos, you can still count Friday's Sfira. Chiddush. Why? Because you've done Avad in Tfilah Dikazachen, Chiddush. You've davened Ma'ariv, you've made Kiddush, you've had Yisru the Shabbos, you've benched with Rutsay, so you've said many Tfilahs that show it Shabbos. But as long as it's not Nacht yet, Shkia Nacht, you can still count Friday's Sfira. Sounds a chiddush in halacha. So then you also have a mitzvah of Friday followed by Shabbos. You have to wait till Nacht for Shabbos. You can't make it out to Satsu, yeah? You can't do Shabbos before Friday, yeah? Then you also have, by Svira Sa'im, you can have one day Svira followed by the next day with a short space in between. But the chiddush by Bezdin is a chiddush, because you're counting the year. See, if we stay in the midst of the whole year, so the Bezdin, a bit of a Bezdin should be, but Batlonet. Bezdin, if they remember they haven't counted yet, they can count the year and Erev Rosh Hashanah and then count next year. Okay. Probably wouldn't happen. The Bezdin are not choshed to forget these things. Anyway, so that's the mitzvah of Shemitah. It's also a mitzvah to count. Lim Lashonim, and the idea being, yeah, the Yonim of Yoiva is a grace aside. Yeah, which we can all sevens are very choshed, yeah? A lot of things are seven. 7 days of the week, 7 days of the Oima, Shivan Akim, seven Shemitahs, Mela. PRP, sorry, the grace Indian seven. After seven is always a hoich madrega. After seven, the mamad achateva. Shavuos, after 7 weeks, Shavuos, that's really kabbalah satoira. Shmirateres, after seven, yeah? Yovel, ending after seven is a very high madrega. Right. The mitzvah is called Sfiras Ha'oima. The Oima is the name of the carbon. Yeah? And the interesting thing is, the Oima is actually a measure. Oima Asiris Uefa. And the Oima is a volume. But the carbon is called the carbon Oima. Interesting. Carbon, is say for the Haksav Vakabola. Yes, he raised this. But interesting, when do you find a carbon called after a measure, you have a minchas malcheshes. The carbon's called after the keli. A carbon must have gotten. The carbon is called oima, the measure. The carbon's called after the measure of flour. Yeah? Interesting, unusual. So he wants to say the word oima is connected to the word oima meaning to be an eved. Oima can mean to be a servant to someone. To work with someone, to be shabbat someone, is called imra. Yeah. Don't subjugate someone. To make someone your ever, to make a shibud on someone is called oima. Boy, you work with someone. So oima is the loss of avdus, being an eved. Yeah. Let's give two examples. Yeah. Vis'amaboy. If a person gambles someone, he works his chemiza. It's twice the Torah. So oima is the same word as oima meaning avdus. We're meant to be avodim of the Ribbono Shloim. And the carbon oima is waved in various directions. Yeah? Why, says Rashi? To keep away the bad winds and the bad tau. We're trying to show that all the inyonim of the teva, the climate, very busy with climate change and all these inyonim, global warming, all the inyonim of the wind and the rain and the tal, are all totally in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we are meant to subserviate ourselves to do the Rotz Hashem, and then the Bria will be as you want it to be, yeah? The weather, everything depends on the Torah mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael are the way that we find favour in the eyes of the Baruch Shalom, and then the Bria will be as you want it to be. Oh. So the Karban Omer is the beginning of the Kotzir when you harvest the Tevuah. So you harvest the Tevuah, you bring a carbon to remind yourself, this Amma boy, we are Avodim of Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the carbon. And Mela, the whole Svisa Oima, we remind ourselves how many days from the Oima, from the carbon Oima, from the carbon which begins the Avdus to Ribbono Shel Olam. And when was the carbon Oima brought? Pesach. After Yitzis Mitzrayim, yeah? It says in the Chiddush, first day Yitzis Mitzrayim, second day, first day Yitzis Mitzrayim, first day after Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why were we taken out of Mitzrayim? Hotesichem Mibes Avodim. We weren't taken out of Mitzrayim to be no longer slaves to Paroi, and therefore we can have a good time and do whatever we want. If you do whatever you want, you're still an Eved. You're an Eved to Yetzirah. We didn't come out of Mitzrayim. We were not delivered from the slavery of Mitzrayim to become slaves to our tithers. We were taken out of the slavery of Mitzrayim in order we should no longer be avodim to Paroi. We should have the privilege of being avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. After being delivered from the slavery of Mitzrayim, we begin counting days towards Shavuos, when we become Avodim to Ribbono Shel Olam. Every day of the Omer, we're counting towards Kabbalah Satayra, when we are Meshabbat ourselves to Ribbono Shel Olam. His Amer boy. To subjugate someone. To subserviate yourself. That's his Amer boy. So the carbon Omer is the carbon which reminds us of our Avdus to Ribbono Shel Olam. And the whole Svira is a Hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. And that's why it's called the carbon Oima, and we count so many days from the Oima. Lashon Avdus. We are preparing ourselves, we are becoming every day more, putting ourselves in the right frame of mind to be Avodim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we are Avodim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we're taka proper Bnei Chayrim, because we're free from our time. We're no longer slaves to our Yetzahara. The only way to be part of Yetzahara is Kabbalah Satayra. The Kliyoka says in last week's Sedra, he points out, all Kabbalahs are matzah. No chametz, that's strictly forbidden. Yeah? The only Kabbalah which is chametz, besides Kabbalah Satayra, is the Shteh Lechem on Shavuos is chametz. Shtayim Tevel chametz, Chiddush. Chametz is the Yetzahara. So on Shavuos, we bring a carbon which corresponds to the Yetzirah of Chametz Yetzirah. What does Chazal say? So Gemara, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ritzoneinu Lasas Ritzoncha. We want to do, Hashem, we want to do your will. Mi Ma'akim, who's stopping us? Sa'oya Shebe Isa. The sourdough. The Yetzahara, the Chametz in the dough is stopped, meaning the Yetzahara is preventing us doing what we're supposed to do. And the Yetzirah is referred to as Sa'oya, yeah? The Gemara says about someone, if he went off the derech, hichmitz, yeah? Kodim hichmitz, he went sour. He went chometz stick, yeah? Chometz is used for Yetzirah. Interesting, why is chometz Yetzirah? The Chinuch says somewhere, why is chometz Yetzirah? Oh, gaiva. How? What's chometz? Blows up. So gaiva is Yetzirah. Another way chometz Yetzirah, how do you make something chometz? What do you have to do? Do nothing. Atzus. Matzah is the Eitz HaTov. Zrizus. The two elements of being an emissar Elchid. Not to be a Balgaiva. And not to be lazy, to be a Zoriz. So the two, and those two middas you have in Matzah. Matzah is not allowed to rise. Matzah is flat. And Chometz rises is Gaiva. And Matzah comes from working with the dough, from Zrizus, being constantly active and energetic and enthusiastic and not getting all laid back. If you're lazy and you're lethargic and you're laid back and you can't be bothered, what happens? Dus is Atzlus, dus is Yetzirah, and dus is Chometz. You don't have to do anything to make Chometz, just by itself. Chometz comes by itself, you don't have to do anything special, so that's Chometz. Once a joke, someone said in the shir, in this shir, you have to have a beard to be about tefillah. He says, I haven't got a beard. That's a good shir, you have a beard. Okay, that's good, have a good shir for a day. Okay, that's from Zechalayin. Do that from Zechalayin, yeah? Megiddel Zuchim, that's from Zechalayin. I call upon him, the Chometz, that's from Zechalayin. That's a good shir. If you're doing something, it won't be Chometz. It's just in the middle, Matzah symbolizes another, humility, and Zrizus, being not being lazy. That's the two combinations. And that's why Matzah is the Eitz HaTov, and Chometz, which is laziness, and Gaiva, and arrogance, that is Chometz. And that is the Eitz HaHara. Right. So Chometz symbolizes the Eitz HaHara. And on Shavuos, you bring a carbon of Chometz. That's the Eitz HaHara. So the Kliyoka, because with the Torah, you can fight the Eitz HaHara. Torah Tavlim. To show you, on Shavuos, we're able to overcome the Eitz HaHara because we have Kabbalah Sotayr, yeah? The Mitzvah Shah writes somewhere, the Eitz HaHara, that the Baruch Hashem made the Eitz HaHara. The Eitz HaHara come in Taivas, and the Baruch Hashem told you how to overcome it. So if someone thinks, I won't learn Torah, I've got a Eitz HaHara, I'll do other things, I'll do a lot of chesed, I'll do other things, I'll daven all day long. Says the Chinuch, says Mitzvah Yisharim, since the Ribbono Shel Olam made the Yetzirah, this evil inclination, the urge inside every person has the temptation to do Averas, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has told you, you have to have Torah. So if you do other things, it's like someone's gotten Rachmonis an illness, and the doctor recommends a certain medicine, and he decides, I don't believe in this medicine. I'm going to drink pomegranate juice and whatever healthy foods and eat some special type of biscuits which is recommended. I'm a nature cure, I'll get better. I wish him well. Says the Mitzvah Yisharim, Toivat Gufoy, and when it's too late to realize, he should have followed the doctor's orders. Someone's not well, don't be an Ober Chacham, follow the doctor's instructions. If you've got something, if a person needs healing, says the Mitzvah Yisharim, we all need healing. Because Allah got a chayli on the sham of the Eitz HaHara. It's not an illness given to us, especially by the Ribbono Shel Olam, in order we should have schar, get rewarded. If we had no Eitz HaHara, we only had the urge to do good, we wouldn't deserve reward for doing good. We only get rewarded for doing good because we had a temptation to do bad. And where does this temptation come from? From the Eitz HaHara inside us, which is built inside us, to give us a temptation to be having to show us. But the Eitz HaHara, learn Torah. If you don't learn Torah, you'll go chat. Oh. Says the Kliyoka on Shavuos, the carbon is Chometz stick as a symbol of the Eitz HaHara to show we can now overcome the Eitz HaHara. Another point he says, the Eitz HaHara can also be all the taivas gashmias, which sound like Eitz HaHara, that can be used for the good. A person who serves the Ribbono Shel Olam, even is eating and drinking and sleeping and going for walks maybe, wants to have exercise, whatever he's doing, if he's doing it, look after his guf, if the tachlis is to serve Hashem and keep the Torah mitzvahs, even your physical activities can be called serving Hashem. B'chol d'chach adehu. Yeah? And the tachas of Kabbalah Torah is not to have the going to certain religious activities. Torah, Yiddishkeit, is everything is avodas Hashem. Everything has halachas. Eat, you make a bracha. Eating and everything's got halachas. Every action, every physical action that we do is connected to ruchnius. Make brochas, everything's got halachas. So Torah, through Kabbalah Torah, we can convert our daily lives, which appear to be mundane physical activities, eating, sleeping, things that everybody does, things that goyim do, things that animals do. The chilek is, a yid eats like a yid, sleeps like a yid. has a conversation, he talks like he talks. Everything is halachas, everything is directed by the Torah. So what appears to be a Yetzer Hara can be changed to Yetzer Toiv. So Shavuos, the Shtei Lechem is Chometz, which is normally symbolized the Yetzer Hara, as a symbol, all the Taivos Gashmias, all the physical desires of a person, which could be Yetzer Hara, stamped by Taiva, indulging in all the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, with the Torah, it can become a mitzvah, it can become a chayav Yetzer Hashem. And that you explain why Hakol Moedim Batzeres Be'inon Lechem. There's a machlokas on Yontav, do you have to eat and drink? Some people say on Yontav, you can learn all day if you want. You don't have to have eating and drinking. Machlokas. Some people say half-half. Says the Gemara, even the opinion which says, on other Yomim Tovim, if you want to, you can just learn all day, daven all day, you can fast if you want. Shavuos, you have to have lachem, you have to be involved in eating and drinking. Doesn't that seem strange? On Shavuos, the Yontav of Kabbalah Torah, of all Yom Tovim, daf you have to eat and drink. Pesach and Sukkos, ich bin a ish ruchni. No eating, no drinking, fasting all day. Heiligid, fasting all day, gewaldig. He wants to get close to the bonus line. He wants to deny himself the pleasures of Erem Hazer. Grace of Madrega. More and more spiritual activities. On Pesach, Abba Shavuos, the Yontav of Kabbalah Torah, you have to engage in eating and drinking. The answer is, well, thus is the answer to Torah, to be in the casual eating and drinking. Why did we get the Torah? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get the Torah? Why didn't the Torah stay in Shemayim with the Malachim? The answer is, because we are human beings with all the desires and weaknesses of human, and the Torah is made for us. The Torah is made for people who eat, don't eat crave for food. The Torah is made for people who want to have money, chemdes hamomim, don't steal. The Moshe Rabbeinu told them, the Malachim want to have the Torah. They had some understanding of the Torah. You must say the Torah had some meaning for Malachim, obviously. It wasn't a shtus. The Malachim want the Torah. The Malachim want, why are you giving the Torah to lowly human beings? What was the answer? The Torah is dafka men for human beings. For us, as the Bible says, on fleshy dimensions, as they say, Magushim dika, human beings, with all the desires of a human being, a taiva to eat and sleep and talk to one betalim and Allah zachen, Allah tocher guf. For us human beings, the Torah is meant for us, dafka for us. And with the Torah, we can misgaba of all difficulties. That's kind of a good question. That's a good cash here. So come to Chai Shavuos is a time we have to remind ourselves that we got the Torah because we are people who are gashmistic, we're not malochim. If someone eats and drinks all, if someone fasts all day and shvus and learns, you might think he's a ganzen oisketon, yeah? And the word is an ascetic in English, it's called ascetic, oisketin, does have art, oisketin. Doesn't know what, this is what's called in English. Another word they're saying is a Spartan lifestyle, Spartan. He's a mammoth, the minimum, a guy to him, hardly eats, hardly eats. Machzachas a private segifim, yeah? He does the chayis. He wants to work in tshuva. Go to Avadus or Ramadei. He wants to do tshuva. He doesn't want to benefit. Oh, there are such yichidim like that. But the hanhoga for Klal Yisrael is not to deny oneself in mazeh, to take from this world what one needs and use it to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Shavuos, Kabbalah Satayra is to use all our faculties. Our ruchnias and gashmis, everything you do in life should be to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we're counting the Omer to get ready for the Yontav Kabbalah Torah.